I've come to Silfriac today to meet with Kaylee, who runs Le Martin Pêcheur in the village. Welcome to Spotlight on Brittany.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Firstly, Kaylee, tell us whereabouts you're from.
I'm from California. I was born and raised in San Diego and studied in San Francisco.
Okay. And how long ago did you move to Brittany?
Gosh, it's been 14 years already.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been in Silfriac for 12 years and I was in Rennes for 2 years before that.
Okay. And so you've lived in Silfriac with your family for 12 years?
Yes, with my husband, Toby, who I met when I first came to France. I came here to do a certificate to teach English as a foreign language, and I met him then, so that was 15 years ago now.
Okay.
I had been planning to go back to the south of France where I'd studied abroad, you know, back to the heat that I knew and grew up with, but that got waylaid by meeting Toby and falling in love. But I also fell in love with Brittany, and I'm really happy that I stayed here because I've come to appreciate this part of France and the people, especially the Breton people, so much.
Yeah, they're fab. Absolutely. So why did you choose to open a business in Silfriac?
Well, it was sort of by accident, to be honest. The property next door to us, which is the old cafe and bar, went up for auction and we grabbed it for a steal. And then when we were renovating it, it became clear to us that we wanted to keep the commerce part of it as some sort of a public place that the people of the village could come. It just seemed that as so many of the businesses had died in the village, it seemed a shame not to keep it in some capacity as a space where people could, from the community, could come and use it and enjoy it. So we didn't have any concrete plans for it. At first, we focused on renovating the apartment above it. And, we had a couple of different people interested in opening something, and it didn't work out for various reasons. And then finally, we were approached by a group of people from Silfriac who run a nonprofit organization, and they wanted to rent the space off of us from time to time.
Okay.
To do cultural events, which they've been doing since 2023 and still are doing.
Oh, wow.
So they're called La Sauce, and they do theater and all sorts of great stuff. But the space wasn't being used as much as we wanted, so that was where the idea of the fish and chips came in. It was originally my husband's idea. He felt very strongly that if it was done properly, it would attract the French and the English.
Okay.
And he also felt that it was important to give the people of the village a place where they could come and sit down in the village, which they hadn't been able to do for many years in a restaurant setting.
Sure.
And to feed people for a decent price. You know, even in England, fish and chips has become quite an expensive meal now.
Yeah, so I hear.
So that's the goal, really, is to serve the community in that way. And it's been really incredible, actually, to see people enjoying the space and the ambiance. And so, yeah, it's just a project that started as a small idea, and it's really grown.
Okay, and so how long have you been doing it as fish and chips specifically?
Since September of last year.
Okay.
Since the end of September of last year.
And I know it's going well because I've been. And the fish and chips are fantastic.
That's very good to hear.
Yeah, they really are. And I wondered if there was an English connection because the fish and chips are so good. Mm. So obviously...
Yeah, so me being American, it was not my forte or my idea. I mean, I knew of fish and chips as a cultural thing.
Sure.
But I remember even when... Because it's Toby, my husband, who really developed the recipe, and he spent over a year doing that.
Wow.
I at first was like, well, that's not how a fry should be. You know, it should be crispier. I'm thinking of sort of McDonald's-style fry.
And, sure.
But no, I've really come to appreciate the dish and that it's not sort of as simple as it seems. You don't just bung something into a fryer. It's,
sure.
You know, we have a secret ingredient in our batter, which will remain secret. I have a lot of people who ask me about it, but we have people say to us, you know, I always get indigestion from fried food or from fish and chips, and I don't with yours because we use really high quality ingredients, really high quality oil. I won't go into all the ins and outs, but you know, we filter the oil every service and even twice during the service. So that is really the goal, is to have just to focus on that one dish, to do it really well, and to keep the price as low as possible, which is difficult in this climate,
sure.
You know, with rising oil prices and gas and electricity and all that. So it's not, you know, a huge money earner for us.
Okay.
But it is something that we're both very passionate about, and we've really pour our heart and soul into getting it up and running and renovating the space that it feels nice for people. And,
yeah, it does.
And we're just proud of what we've created. And yeah, it's become successful, I think, because we're just focused on that. And we haven't even done any advertising. It's been all word of mouth. We've just let it sort of grow organically, like an oak tree, you know?
Okay, excellent.
And that's been the idea from the start, so.
Brilliant. And what's the capacity in the restaurant?
So we can do about 35 people sitting down at once.
Okay.
We also do takeaway.
Excellent. Yeah. And I've seen that in traditional newspaper, is that right?
Yes, we wrap it in the traditional English fish and chips paper with three sheets of the white paper, food safe paper, and then a little decorative newspaper piece in there as a throwback.
It's great. It's very authentic. I've even seen Saracen's vinegar on the table.
Yes. Oh, yes. We couldn't get away with not having that. We have certain customers who shall remain nameless who have very much demanded it, and even in specific types of bottles, I must say.
Yes, we're very particular.
Yes, English people are very particular about.
Well, I'm Irish, and we're particular about them too.
Sorry, I should say British, because I know it is important in Ireland and Scotland. But originally, it's a Portuguese dish.
Is that right?
Interested. Yeah, it was originally Portuguese, and then it became a big thing in Britain during World War II because they were they subsidized it to boost the morale of the population.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's become such a beloved dish that lift so many people's spirits, I think.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I just said it was developed in the East End of London somewhere.
Well, I heard that you can get good fish and chips there as well.
But, yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you really can. So would you say your clientele was mostly English, a mixture, because it's sort of based in a local community?
So we've been very lucky. I would say we're pretty much most nights about 50-50.
Okay.
Luckily, we tend to get two waves of service. We usually have English people who prefer to eat earlier and French people who prefer to eat later. So we usually have sort of the English wave in the beginning and the French wave later on. Although there have been nights where, honestly, it's almost all French and nights where it's almost all English.
Wow.
But really, it breaks down to about 50-50, which we're really proud of because, you know, the idea is to give English people a taste of home, but also we take pride in the fact that if it's good quality, French people will like it too. And you know, the majority of our community are French, and that was the idea from the beginning, was to serve the community with a good meal.
That's a great idea. And do the French expect several courses for their evening meal, or are they happy with just fish and chips?
Yes, that's another thing that's changed from the start. We started just doing one size, really big portion. In England, the standardized size of fish and chips is 175 grams for the fillet of fish. Ours is 200 grams plus.
Wow.
But then we've had so many French people saying, you know, I can't eat. And we only are open on a Wednesday evening.
Okay.
And so we had a lot of French people saying, well, I can't eat very much in the evening. I'm used to just having a soup. Can't you do a smaller size? Why don't you do pudding? You know, why don't you do dessert? So I was surprised that people were asking for dessert because it is so filling.
Yes.
But a lot of people do prefer to have a smaller portion of the fish and chips and then have, goodness, I can't even say fish and chips properly. I keep saying fish. they prefer to have the choice to have a smaller portion for dinner and then have a little bit of something sweet after.
Okay.
So my typical desserts that I alternate between are a tiramisu and a crumble.
Nice.
Which I've been told I'm exceedingly good at both of those. So that's the idea, is to keep it all homemade and really from scratch. So every step of the way, everything is homemade. The chips are cut by hand. They're cooked more than once. Again, I won't go into all the boring details, but the tartar sauce is handmade, and everything is really handmade with just the basic ingredients. So, to answer your question in a long-winded way, we do offer dessert. And we all also now do three different sizes of fish and chips.
Excellent.
We do the regular or the normal. We don't like to say large because we like to think of it as sort of the standard thing. That's more than 200 grams. Then we also do medium, which is 150 grams, and small, which is 100 grams.
Excellent.
And we have people ordering pretty much equal amounts of those three sizes, I would say.
So. Okay. That's amazing. So it's just Wednesday night, and what are the hours?
It's Wednesday from 6 o'clock. Doors open at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the first orders come out at about 10 past 6.
Okay.
And we're open, well, we don't have a set closing time really, but the Friars turn off at 8:30.
Okay. Okay, and obviously it's advisable to reserve.
Yes, because we are a very small operation, we do prefer to have, for people to reserve. That is best because we do sell out. So okay. we order a certain amount of fish, and once that fish is gone, we can't magically produce more. So
of course.
So yeah, best to reserve to be safe. However, I do always order extra fish. And
okay.
So it is usually possible to come in and get some last minute, but definitely advise reserving beforehand.
And for takeaway, the same?
The same for takeaway.
Okay,
yes.
Do it beforehand.
Yes, if possible.
And, okay, and how do people find out more about you or get in contact with you?
So I have a Facebook page. It's Le Marton Pêcheur in Solfiac, and we also have a Google page.
Okay.
So our contact information, our hours, and our menus are all up on those pages.
Brilliant.
And my mobile phone number is available on those pages as well. So I take reservations by phone call, by text message, by WhatsApp, by Facebook message.
Okay. Okay, great stuff. Well, that's fantastic. I'll certainly be reserving with you after our interview for next week. And I look forward to it. And I'm sure lots of our listeners will be in to see you too. It sounds fantastic.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you very much for your time, Kaylee.